Welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We are live on My Talk and later on our My Talk app. I'm Jace. Lex is off today. Dawn's here. Let's get into this.
The look on your face.
There we go.
It's like Vern. You're about to embark on a voyage that you didn't want to go on.
Kinda.
Come on.
Here we go. Second chance romance. Who do we have, Dawn?
We have Martina today, and she is on the air with us right now. Hi, Martina.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. How you doing?
Hopefully, I'll be doing better after we clear up what I hope is just a weird misunderstanding.
Oh,
well,
great.
I hope so, too, but because you sound nice, I just would like you to lower your expectations.
No,
but
no.
Yeah.
I know. You could look at it that way, or the power of positive thinking.
Yes,
you're
girl.
Right. You're right. You're right. Okay, let's do that for a couple minutes. go ahead. Go ahead and tell us your story.
Okay, so I'll start off with my date's name is Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Her and I met at a bar. We were both with groups of friends, and we just kind of joined forces. Everyone got along, and we just kind of made it like one big party.
Oh, fun.
I clicked right away with Stephanie, which isn't something that happens to me often, and that night that I met her, we just spent the whole night like basically sitting with each other and talking and getting to know each other. I was really attracted to her, not just physically, but like our conversation was great. So I asked for a number, and we ended up, after we like split from the bar, we were texting a lot that night, and we actually made plans to meet the next night because we were so excited to see each other again.
Wow.
And we did meet that next night. Yep. We met at another brewery,
mm-hmm.
and we had a great time. We had a few beers, maybe three big beers.
Okay.
And she ended up spending the night at my place. I live really close to this brewery, so we just ended up walking to my place, or maybe stumbled a little bit, left our cars at the brewery, and yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds really positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing sounds bad yet.
I mean, she texted you right away. You went out the next night. She spent the night. So is there anything weird that you can think of?
Like, no.
Do you have
like,
a creepy doll collection or anything
like
that?
We had amazing chemistry.
Okay.
She's not shy. I felt so comfortable having her over. I would normally never have someone over so quickly, but thank God it was clean. otherwise, I probably wouldn't have asked her to come back with me.
Oh.
But, yeah, anyway, she stayed over. And now I'm even more into this girl than I already was. But she's blowing me off. I mean, she'll answer my texts, but she's always, like, too busy or traveling for her job. I'm just, okay. There was such a connection, and now there's been, like, some sort of disconnect. And, yeah, I don't know.
You don't have, like, a giant parakeet collection, do you?
Right.
Like, just, like, 1,000 yeah. birds in your house or something?
What's your
no,
situation like?
No, I don't have anything weird like that. Like, no bearskin rugs,
okay.
Nothing. I don't know what would be too weird for someone. I mean, my house basically, like, looks like a staging home. My friends are always joking that it doesn't really match my personality because I'm really into, like, the outdoors and fishing.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I never really knew what to do with it. I'm not super into decorating, so I just went to Crate and Barrel and had a bunch of stuff delivered. Like, it looks nice.
Okay.
But, you know,
we just always like to check. We just always like to check.
At all.
Yeah, nothing weird. So it right. looks like, yeah, Crate and Barrel. Good for you. You just said deliver this stuff and I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to put you on hold, and you're going to hear everything, but she will not. So we'll talk to her.
Yeah, she hasn't heard anything. She is
no.
on hold, but...
And we'll get her side, and then we'll connect you two and hopefully figure out what's going on. So hold on just a second. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. This because it doesn't seem. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well. Anyway, her name is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the Jason and Alexis show. Minus Alexis today. How are you?
I'm good. A little caught off guard, but.
Yeah. I know this is weird, and I know it's a busy time of day, so I will get right to it. I know Dawn told you we're calling about a date of yours. Do you remember going out with someone named Martina?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean, I do listen to you guys. I do listen to the show, so I kind of suspected that this was going to be about her. Because I haven't gone out with anyone else.
Good. So I don't have to explain this stupid segment to you. So
you know what you're on. You're on second chance romance.
Oh, okay. So you know the whole thing then.
Yeah, I do. I do. I've heard how it goes.
Oh no. Well.
Well, should we, Dawn? Should we?
So what was the date like for you, Stephanie?
I mean, it was good. I mean, we really clicked, you know, we got along, you know, I'm attracted to her, but like, there is a big thing for me. Like, there's something really important in my life that she refuses to do. And so I can't really see like a future, with someone like that. And the main thing is that she won't get on an airplane.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was going to be something in the bedroom. Thank God. Okay, go on.
No.
Go on.
No, she's terrified to fly. And, like, travel is a huge thing for me. Like, I spent 4 years in Spain. I'm bilingual. Oh. Like, my goal is to see as many countries as I can. And, you know, she really loves Minnesota, Michigan, which is great. But
yeah.
I've been to 19 countries, and I want to keep that count going up.
Oh, okay.
Well, so Stephanie, you said you listen to the show, you know this segment, so you know that we have Martina here. So we're just going to not waste anybody's time. We're going to put Martina up so you two can talk. Martina, say hi to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Martina, it's good to hear your voice. I guess I'll say I'm sorry I haven't been upfront about this. You know, I just felt, I don't know, I just felt like, I don't know if it was too selfish of me kind of ruling you out because of your fear of flying, but I also know it's a big thing for me.
No, Stephanie, I understand. You made it really clear about how important this is to you, and honestly, I kind of noticed that you were pulling back when I invited you to my cabin, and I was confused, but I thought I did something wrong, and I'm actually really relieved that it isn't something about me or, you know, the night that we had together.
No. Like, I honestly, I had a great time, and I really like you. It just seems like, you know, and it's not a bad thing, but it just seems like you're really attached to Minnesota, and if like you don't want to travel or fly, like I just didn't want to take it too far.
But I mean, maybe I can take a ship. I mean, do they even do that anymore? Can you take a ship to Europe? Like, is there?
I don't know. I haven't looked into the waterways there, but I mean, maybe you could take a cruise. I don't know. This is weird now.
Does anybody know out there if you can take a ship to Europe?
I think you can, but it's very long.
It's slow.
It's long and slow, but I'm willing to do whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really glad that I didn't do anything to turn you off. And I think that there's a way we could make this work, get creative with it.
This is nice. What do you?
If you guys agree to go out again, if you guys agree to go out again, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I want to just facilitate this.
Thank you.
If you agree to go out again, we will give you guys a gift card and our boss will pay for it. We just ask that you keep us updated. So would you be willing to go out again?
I mean, I don't think I have to say that I would love that. I mean, if you would want to, Stephanie, I would love to see you again.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm game. I mean, I do appreciate you saying, you know, you're willing to get creative with this. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You never know what'll happen. I don't think too far into the future. Just have fun for right now. Okay? And then yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, Alexis isn't even here.
I know.
You that won't we found regret them. This. Like you won't regret this. We can I just think that there's
I'm game. Let's do it.
Like,
Let's do it. Okay, here's the deal.
Thank you.
Don't hang up, guys. We're going to put you on hold in this commercial break. Dawn will get your info and we'll get that gift card out to you. Sound good?
That sounds great. Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you both for listening.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Good luck.
Safe sailing.
Thank you.
Yes, safe sailing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I got to look this up. Can you take a ship like the 1800s?
Can you, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, there are. I think there are cruises. I think they're just.
What if you want
to call
go
Bradley?
Faster?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think there's a cruise.
Oh.
Though. What is
yeah.
there?
Take how to travel to Europe by boat. So you can go on a cruise, yes, but then there are like freighter boats that you can travel comfortably on.
Like you have to be in a crate?
No. Yeah, they put you in a crate and they give you some water and there's even, it's like a very comfortable little Airbnb inside.
Oh God, I don't want to be in a shipping container for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I think that's sweet that she's like, hey, I don't mind going over there. I just don't like to fly. And plus in Europe, trains everywhere. Trains.
I love this.
I do too.
Congratulations, you two.
Wow.
Hey, okay, you know what? I'm not hating this today.
What a relief.
But there's always Thursday.
No.